This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Cattle producers are gathered in Springfield this weekend to show and sell their livestock. The 2018 Illinois Beef Expo is underway and will have shows, sales, meetings, and a trade show happening until Sunday afternoon. Illinois Beef Association President Joni Bucher of Western Illinois says producers across the state look forward to this event every year.
I'm a fourth-generation cattle producer, first woman to own her own herd and ranch. So no pressure there, but always trying to do the best we can do with the cattle. My youngest son, Quentin, just came on board in the past year to join me as I took the position at Illinois Beef. So we raise primarily T. Angus cattle, we do some custom calving and custom work for another producer as well.
And where are you located in the state?
We're located in McDonough County and just about an hour and a half west of Peoria.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you have quite the busy schedule. It sounds like you're involved with a lot of things. So serving as president for the Illinois Beef Association, this isn't your first year serving as officer or your first year being a member of the association. So talk to us about some of your previous roles and your involvement.
Well, we've been a member of the Illinois Beef Association as producers for many years. In 2011, I was asked to take a term that someone had been unable to fulfill. So I stepped in and took that role over for my district. And then as things progressed along, I was asked to run or nominated to run for vice president, and I did that. So I served for 2 years as the vice president, going around the state promoting beef to consumers, being a lobbyist for the interests of agriculture, primarily beef producers, but certainly anything that affects the ag sector. And then this last year, I was elected as president of the Beef Association in June. And so this is just the culmination of my first term as president. And so it's an exciting time advocating for beef and really getting out there to promote what all of these folks in the beef industry do so well, and that's raise high-quality beef for the consumer.
Well, I think I'll speak for beef producers across the state. It's great to have a voice representing them and to talk with legislators and talk about what you do, and you've got that firsthand experience. So great that you're able to serve in that role. I also wanted to talk about something exciting happening right now. It's the Illinois Beef Expo, and there are just a ton of things happening at the state fairgrounds in Springfield.
There really is. This is, I believe, the 30th year. The first expo began in 1988 with a group of cattle producers that put their minds together and decided to showcase beef right here in Illinois. And there is an expo committee that they do a fabulous job. Doug Turner sits on that committee, Cimarron Frost, Chelsea Frost, and Julie Lunier. So they do a great job organizing this. The Illinois Beef Association, Jill Johnson, steps up and really does a great job helping them put things together and promoting the event. You'll see that there are typically between 700 and 800 head of cattle that are registered in. And this is a closed show and a closed sale. These folks are all Illinois producers, so it really does highlight the quality of cattle that are raised right here in Illinois. You'll also see that there is a huge trade show, and that has things from equipment, production equipment in the cattle industry, clear down to jewelry and boots and clothing. So there's something for everyone at that trade show. You'll also see the breeds have their sales there. They have their banquets and their galas to promote their own particular breed. And then the foundation of our youth in the cattle production is so apparent when you go there and you see all of these young people that have such a passion for cattle, working with their animals, getting them out in the ring to present them the very best they can to the judge, and really, really see the strong work ethic and passion that comes through in those young people.
I was going to mention that this is definitely a family event because you've got the generations that have been working with cattle throughout the families that are there, and that's really neat that this is exclusively Illinois. So a chance to learn about some history probably of the genetic lines that are there, and also just watch some friendly competition among everyone during the sales and the shows.
It really is, Katie, and many people look forward to this, the youth, the families. You come together in an opportunity for kind of your second family out here. These are people that we all have the same passion. Although there is a lot of competition, you'll also see those folks stepping up to help one another, and that's a really good thing to see. You know, whether you're a purebred breeder, an out-of-state performance bull buyer, or just somebody that likes cattle or want to come out and watch the shows, it's a great opportunity. It runs through Sunday, so people've got a lot of time to get out there and see what's going on at the Illinois State Fairgrounds.
You mentioned how involved the youth are, and that's really great to see. And I think this, the Illinois Beef Expo, kicks off the start of their point season. Is that correct? Is this one of the first shows for them?
It is, and the Illinois Beef Association is where those points are housed, and so we're constantly, as the kids place in their show ring, they receive points for their placings, and so we're tabulating those all year long. They will, you know, award the point show winner at Illinois Beef Expo, and then it rolls all over. Everything starts again, and so those kids are working really hard for prizes. In the past, there's been a livestock trailer that you get a year's lease for, and their names put up on the side of it that they're the point show winner. It's just a really great experience. It gives them something to work really hard for.
So this is all happening at the Illinois Beef Expo, which takes place through Sunday this weekend. Joni, I know this is one of the biggest events probably for cattle producers across the state on an annual basis, but Illinois Beef Association also is involved with other meetings and other things. Anything else that you would like to share with us while you have the chance?
Well, I think we're in our membership drive right now, and you know, we have membership for Friends of Agriculture, we have membership for our youth, and then we have membership for the producers. And it's really a good time to jump in and become a member of the Illinois Beef Association. We're out there lobbying, as I said, against rules and regulations that make it difficult for us to operate. We're always promoting beef and trying to educate the consumer from a nutritional standpoint and reaching out to them to bring a face to the farmer. We think that's really important, that they understand who produces their food and that they feel comfortable that we in the United States produce the highest quality and the safest product in the world.
Joni Bucher, Illinois Beef Association President, and for a full schedule of events and trade show times, you can visit IllinoisBeefExpo.com. Don't forget two events happening this morning. Let's start with the Gillespie FFA Alumni Association. They're hosting a pancake and sausage breakfast beginning at 7 a.m. and runs until 10. That's taking place in the Gillespie High School cafeteria. And the Hillsboro FFA is hosting a pancake breakfast at the Hillsboro Moose Lodge. That gets started at 6:30. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.